From National Public Radio and South Carolina ETV Radio, welcome to the Piano Jazz 30th Anniversary Concert. This is set two from that special evening at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola at Jazz at Lincoln Center. Coming up this hour, you'll hear music by John Pizzarelli, Dina DeRose, and Cedar Walton, just to name a few. We'll kick off this set with a parade of jazz piano masters. Each represents a different generation, and each has his own distinct stylistic approach. But they all have one very important thing in common. They've all been guests on Piano Jazz. Taking the stage now is one of the many young pianists who first met a national audience through Piano Jazz. This is Taylor Eichstein. Up next, it's one of today's jazz masters and two-time Piano Jazz alum. This is Cyrus Chestnut with Blame It On My Youth. Up next, it's one of today's jazz masters and two-time Piano Jazz alum. This is Cyrus Chestnut with Blame It On My Youth. Now to the bop stylings of piano legend Cedar Walton. Here's his version of Billy Strayhorn's Daydream. Thank you. next, we have a performer who expertly pairs her expressive vocals with swinging piano playing. Here's Dina DeRose with East of the Sun.
East of the sun and west of the moon, we'll build a dream house of love, dear, near to the sun in the day, near to the moon at night. We'll build a lovely way, dear, living on love and pale moonlight, just you and I, forever and a day. Love will not die, 'cause we'll keep it that way.
Up next, the effortless mastery of pianist Kenny Werner. Here he is with his version of Somewhere from West Side Story. Piano jazz has long been a showcase for the best young players on the jazz scene. The 18-year-old saxophonist Grace Kelly continued that tradition when she made her debut on the show just last year. Here's Grace to introduce the host of Piano Jazz, Marianne McPartland.
So, I just wanted to say it's a complete honor to be here tonight. It's very, very exciting for me, and I'm about to introduce to you a woman whose music is just so beautiful, as you all know, and to me personally, just so elegant, and it just really just shines through. I've been listening to piano jazz for a while and discovered lots of new artists from that program, and never thought that I would be on it or being able to play with her. And I also wanted to say that she is just the coolest person. Off air, on air, she's so funny, she's so cool, and when we were talking on the telephone, I didn't tell her, but she totally brightened up my day, just chatting. So please welcome Miss Marianne McPartland on piano.
Thank you, Grace. That's a wonderful intro. What are we going to play?
We are going to play Caravan.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Exit Grace Kelly and enter singer Karen Allison. here to perform one of Marion's originals. There'll be other times.
This is a song, another song, that Marion wrote with lyrics written by Margaret Jones, called There'll Be Other Times.
Set two of this Piano Jazz 30th Anniversary Concert winds up with another all-star collaboration, guitarist John Pizzarelli and his brother and bassist Martin Pizzarelli. They're joined by legendary pianist, gentleman John Bunch. Here they are doing Polka Dots and Moonbeams.
Dance was being held in a garden. I felt a bump and heard an oh, beg your pardon. Suddenly I saw polka dots and moonbeams all around a pug-nosed dream. The music started, and was I the perplexed one? Held my breath and said, may I have the next one in my frightened arms? Polka dots and moonbeams sparkled round a pug-nosed dream. There were questions in the eyes of other dancers.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.